And thanks for tuning in to Live and Local, the newest locally produced show on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Susie Prez, and will be your host each Tuesday evening at 7. Live and Local offers an opportunity for local musicians to come together to share their music and play some tunes together or by themselves at the KRFY studios for your listening pleasure. Tonight, my guest is Brandon Watterson. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you for having me.
It's very nice to have you. I have never met you before, and we're really looking forward to hearing some of your music. You're also known as Groove Black. That's probably your musical project.
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
A little closer to the mic.
Okay.
it's very nice to have you, like I said. Before we get started with any music, because I don't know you, it'd be really nice to get to know you and have our listeners. There's so many great musicians in Sandpoint, and here you are hiding out in the woods somewhere, and we're going to have the opportunity tonight to hear your music. But you said you grew up here.
Yeah, that's correct.
And were you born here?
No, I was born in Vancouver, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Went down there next to Portland area, but yeah, got here in 1988, and we actually started out in a converted chicken coop, staying with some grandparents of ours, and we refurbished a chicken coop. So we stayed in there, my mom and I and my sister. Yeah, humble beginnings.
I bet you could write a song about those humble beginnings,
right.
The old days, kind of. So, and then you went, recently just got out of the Marines, it sounds like.
Oh, back in 2012, right.
Okay, yeah. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And settled back in. And so the real big question is, when did you start playing music?
Boy, actually, my mom met my stepdad, and I was digging through his closet one time and pulled the shirts back, and I saw this guitar. It was all dilapidated, 3 or 4 strings. I'm like, man, I could pick this up. And picked it up, and nobody showed me how to, you're supposed to play it the other way. I play left-handed, upside down, backwards. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just taught myself that way, and old habits die hard, and here I am, just kind of tinking around now.
Do you remember what kind of guitar it was?
I think he said it was a Gibson, old acoustic Gibson, and I wish I still had it, because it'd probably worth some money.
Where is it?
It was, I don't know, we used to play it outside in the dirt, and it was being delaminated and stuff, so I'm not sure, probably in pieces by now.
It's amazing somewhere. How people can put guitars back together. We have some great luthiers here in town, the Powell brothers and Joel Schumacher, I think that's his name, both make guitars. And so if you did find it, you could get it put back together,
right.
Believe me.
That'd be cool.
They can take shattered guitars and put them back together. So that was when you were a younger child, so you've been playing music since then?
Yeah,
even 12 years in the service?
Yeah.
Kind of like Johnny Cash.
Ish, yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, a lot of folks kind of started out jamming Jimi Hendrix and mm-hmm. Johnny Cash and Elvis, in the service. Just jamming with some old barracks buddies and kind of just took it from there,
Who would have known that? You mean Jimi Hendrix started playing in the service?
Yeah, he was in the paratroops and I guess just started jamming with his bass player and then started the Band of Gypsies. After that, so yeah. This Billy Cox, the same bass player from when he was in the paratroops. So
wow, and that was the Band of Gypsies?
He was the bass player mm-hmm. along with Jimmy on that one.
Out of Seattle there,
yeah.
Probably. What do you know? So when you were in the service, what kind of music did you play? I mean, was it mostly covers, and when did you start writing music?
Well, being in the service, you're kind of pigeonholed to a certain type of genre, really kind of aggressive type stuff, and listening to type of folk or funk is like kind of, obviously you're going to be in your own little mindset and want your own thing, but anybody else to hear that, it's like, but mm-hmm. I listen to a whole plethora of music anyway, so.
So what you're saying in the service, it's kind of more edgy?
Yeah.
Would you say the urban rap,
kind of harder rock, metal, because you're thinking Marine Corps, it's like, pretty
intense.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
Well, before we go too much further, I just have to say thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Because that's a big deal, and I hope everyone knows that and appreciates that. So do you remember the first time you wrote your own song?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was called Little Gray Tin Man. It was about this guy. He was obviously a tin man, but he was these kids. He led a life, I guess, just wandering around, kind of like the Wizard of Oz thing, but he just suddenly just sat down next to a tree and rusted to death, I guess. Mm-hmm. And these kids found him and melted him down and turned him into a gun. I guess in my earlier on writings was kind of still kind of, you know, kind of more of a mm-hmm. abrasive type, but it was my mm-hmm. first song and I was into it. It was like,
that's cool. It's your song. It yeah. can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
So that was after you left the service?
Oh, no, that was, man, I started playing with my friend, Justin, 12, 13, right there where he's just moved from California and he had a drum set. And I was like, I had an old acoustic guitar with a bridge mic and I plug it into his TV. And I'm like, the first sound of distortion came through that speaker, just it was like, I was hooked from there on.
So
like,
cool.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Justin Landis?
Oh, it's different. There's so many Justins around here. Josh's and
Justice.
Yeah. But a different Justin. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what happened to that song, The Little
Gray Tin Man? Just kind of, obviously, when you're writing, you want to kind of get your craft honed in, mm-hmm. you know, musically and lyrically, hopefully, mm-hmm. when you're 13 to the present. So, right. Yeah, I kind of just discarded it. So,
okay. And, you know, we were talking before we went on the air about the craft of songwriting and kind of, sometimes they just kind of fly out at you, and other times you have to work them to death almost before they become the thing you want to share with anyone else. Have you found both spectrums of that to happen to you in songwriting?
I have this different approach. I'm not sure if other musicians do as well. I get a lot of lyrics from misinterpretations of someone's conversation or what I hear. Like, oh, that sounds cool, or, you know, have that, and then you blend it with the idea you have sketched down on a piece of paper or your hand or something, mm-hmm. whatever you can get this idea, because you're like, oh, man, you're sleeping, and you're like, wake up, and I got to keep that. There's so many last really good lyrics. You're sleeping, you wake up, you're like, okay, that's a cool name, got to save that. I'll remember it in the morning. Mm-hmm. No, you know, it's gone.
So gone. Where's the notebook by the side of the bed?
I have about five idea. Of them still. It's there still, mm-hmm. or just, you know, a piece of paper or something, or carve it into the wall if you can.
Sure.
Something.
Some people use their phones now and just hum it. And,
yeah.
You know, or speak it, because we're talking about lyrics, ideas coming to you first. And then do you find the melody and the rhythm to go with that, or?
Actually, my approach, I kind of tinker around with more the music comes first, kind of, and then I generally find that what I'm playing at the time kind of matches a lot of what I'm writing at the time too. So it just kind of correlates and then just flows right in. You're like, oh man, it just hits you. Like, this is great. It works out.
They call that prosody in songwriting, as far as I know, that the lyrics and the melody line, rhythm, feel of the song in that part of it do go together. And that's when a song really has its legs, so to speak, and is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I think maybe we could hear a song.
Okay.
We're about 10 minutes in here.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you're very rhythm-driven, which, you know, playing by yourself, you've got to be everything.
You got to have to.
And you become the rhythm part and probably go off.
Percussive, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the song you like to play first.
I'll go ahead and play this one. It's off the newer EP. It's called Groove On You. Just kind of a... the backstory, just hanging out and just going with it, kind of hanging out by a campfire and just looking at your surroundings and, you know, taking it all in, you know.
And it's called what again?
Groove On You.
Groove On You. Is that where the Groove Black came from?
See, that's kind of the thing. That came before the Groove Black, and I just thought that name was kind of exemplifies what my kind of music does. It has, mm-hmm. you know, has a good flow to it, but mm-hmm. there's some darker sides, obviously, undertones.
Okay. So Groove On You.
Yeah.
Groove On You.
anything go but just silhouettes. Clothing optional in this goddamn flowing rowing rap. Then I see her there kinda dancing, but mostly floating in the air. Her presence so smothering seems to suck the light right out of the room. Could you look my way? Hey. Look my way, hey, hey. Won't you look my way, hey, hey. Yeah, won't you look my way, hey, 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 hey. Let me groove on you. Let me groove on you. Later in the evening now, my mind doesn't focus, it just screws. Vision blurry, nothing in focus but you. Won't you look my way, hey, yeah, won't you look my way, hey, won't you look my way, hey, but mama.
Clapping. Hey, that was amazing. Very rhythm driven and almost like funky soulful.
Yeah.
Did you get that feel from it?
Yeah. Try to mix it in a little bit.
That was Groove on You, and that was the Groove Black, better known as Brandon Watterson. Is your family still living around the area?
Yeah, my dad's up there, up north, out of town. And my sister's down there in Lewiston. Okay. And most of my family's down there in Vancouver area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what do? Sit around the cabin and write music all day?
Well, actually, I'm a firefighter for the Forest Service, seasonal. So I do that in the summertime. And then when the season's done, I kind of, you know, kind of sit back and write music and play gigs. Kind of, it's working pretty hard over the summer affords you some savings so you can kind of do that.
Isn't that wonderful? And that's really gives a nice balance to your life so that songwriting isn't second on the list. It's really could be right there.
You can breathe a little bit. Yeah.
Are there certain times when you, like you said, the lyrics and the melody kind of come together a lot of times at the same time or close by, that any time during the day or the week or any special time when you really sit down and say, I'm going to see if there's another song hanging out in there, in me.
Right. Because you could slate down, okay, from 12 to 2, I'm going to practice, and I'm going to write this song. It doesn't work like that. Like, I guess in the zone, I have this, I wake up in the morning, get coffee, I'm sitting down, and I go over my, couple set lists, keep things going, And then I find that's the morning time is when everything is kind of just flowing good. Mm-hmm. Two, three cup of coffee, it's on.
Is that also, so you're doing your set list, that's called practicing.
Right.
So that you're keenly aware of all your songs. And they change and evolve a little bit, probably during that time.
Yeah.
Is that also the time that possibly another song would come up?
Yep, that's exactly, yeah.
You're in the groove at that
moment. Exactly,
and
you kind of, whoa, okay, that's great. And you're kind of sitting there like almost having surreal moments. You're kind of jamming like, whoa, okay. And it's rolling with it. And sometimes it's like, oh, no. It dies, or sometimes it just kind of takes off, and you're just like, cool. I haven't got time to get up and get this other cup of coffee. I got to keep rolling with this.
This is it. Have you had the experience that you kind of come up with a song and you think it's it, and then you all of a sudden start changing it?
Yeah.
And it becomes it again?
Right.
And you can never really go back to the original it.
Exactly. That's where it kind of sometimes artists have that, obviously, that filter, that quality control. People do that, and it's like sometimes it's too, I have kind of have that. And I kind of have to tell myself to, okay, turn the filter off, keep it off for a minute, and just let it kind of go. And then you could come back later and X things out or revise on this riff or a chord or whatever.
And what's coming up for you? You said that you, now that you're not working on the Fire Lines, that you want to play around a little bit more.
Yeah, what's I'm playing coming McDuff's up? Beer Hall. Where's the calendar? I usually check my schedule coming up. Today is what? Today is the
19th.
I got the 29th. I'm playing McDuff's Beer Hall.
Okay.
And then I'm playing Eichardt's first Tuesday. That obviously the next first Tuesday of.
Which would be the second.
Yeah.
And that's fun. Do you have favorite kind of venues? Not maybe places, but what's your ultimate favorite venue?
Well. Gosh, as far as sound, it's kind of, like the beer hall kind of started out. It was obviously a hall. That's not really an ideal location when you're playing music, as far as that goes. But they changed it. It's a good venue. I like the people in there. Everybody's good. They treat you right. It sounds decent, you know. Eichardt's, I think, would be a cool spot. I haven't played there yet.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah, it's pretty intimate, and people can, you know, it's tight, so it kind of gets people out of their comfort zone, so they kind of get in there and get a little sweaty and kind of move around a little bit, which is cool. Kind of makes you interact with people you wouldn't usually do on a normal basis. So,
are you going to have anyone playing with you? I mean, do you typically do solo?
Customarily. I had a good friend of mine, Jason Stoddard, he played bass alongside me, but, you know, people get busy with their lives and stuff. And I think the Groove Lack is kind of what I went into the project kind of going, having people come in, play some Cajon, some just kind of a collaboration. You know, I'm just kind of sitting here keeping the torch going. So, you know.
So tell us a little bit more about this musical project you have called The Groove Black. And that's interesting. It's kind of like the name of a band, but it's really different than that.
Right. Versatility was kind of the key starting point. I didn't want to be pigeonholed into one, you know, genre or something, but add something to the local area as well. Because I played in the hard rock bands and stuff, and it's fun, but you want to kind of have your material people to appreciate. So you kind of switch gears a little bit and kind of like, man, well, my normal stuff kind of has a little funk, a little groove to it. So let's just go with that. Let's just see what happens.
Okay. So it's more of like a lead.
Yeah.
In the Groove Black, your style is the lead into the music.
Right.
I get that.
And everybody can, it's pretty open, so it's like, you know, everybody can come in and
so you like to jam. Play with other people?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
But the Groove Black energy genre, if you want to call it that, or style, your inner style is kind of the predominant.
Ish, yeah, ish. Sure. And definitely, yeah. It's open door policy, I guess. I tell people I work with and play with. It's, you know, not like one of those big headpieces and, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. If you mess up one time, not at all.
Okay. So, you know, in the bluegrass scene, people come together and do a lot of jamming. Is that true in this kind of funky blues?
This is a fairly new project. Mm-hmm. Fairly new project. So I'm definitely, hopefully this will help get us on the map as far as people. Hey, yeah, it's an open thing. If you want to come jam and let me know or whatever. Or enjoy the music and whatever. So it's like bluegrass would be killer. Those guys jamming the banjos, like, that's just phenomenal. I don't know how they do it.
I'm sure you could bring one in. I've seen banjos very versatile at times.
Yeah, well, lefty. So I'm playing this upside down, backwards, low E down. So it's all.
That's what's going on. I kept thinking something's different about that guitar over there.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of guitar is that?
This is just a
little Yamaha.
Yamaha. Actually, I bought a Taylor. I spent the money on a Taylor, and everybody's like, yeah. And I was happier with my Yamaha, actually. Mm-hmm. Just the playability and the action, everything.
It seems real sturdy.
Yeah.
For the amount of rhythm that you're bringing onto it and grip in there.
So exactly. Yeah.
I think it's time for another song. But you have to tell us
let's do it
first.
Okay. Let's
where it came from, how you had it, made it happen. And
okay.
Stuff.
Let's see. We'll do, let's do Love and Cut. This is actually, wrote this down in California. A lot of beach time down there, a lot of campfires and stuff. And I'll let you listen to the lyrics and figure that out. But yeah, it's hopefully you'll enjoy it.
It's called Lovin' Cup.
Lovin' Cup.
Okay.
Yeah. In front of me, with nothing on, but hungry eyes and perfect symmetry, girl, I'm knocking on your door, won't you let me in, won't you let me in.
That was a Lovin' Cup. Brandon Watterson.
This is self-explanatory, I guess.
Yeah, here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY on the local and live show. Live and local, I guess I'm calling it. Wow, that was kind of cool. I could, that was kind of like San Diego Beach.
Ish, yeah. Ish, yeah. I'm going to put Lovin' Cup and then parentheses ish. There we go.
It's funny. That's the first time I've ever started saying that, but it does describe something. It's
and you
sort
put quotations
of,
too, right?
Yep, quotation. cool song. And
thank you.
That you've been working on, while we listen to three songs that are kind of like an EP, they call it extended play.
Right.
And that's the beginning of a whole project for you. What are you working on?
Well, hopefully the next three I'll be doing, kind of have a list to my house. So, I need to work on my memory work apparently, but yeah, I got a whole outline of what's going on. My next three, you're probably usually doing in threes. They say everything happens in threes. So I guess
okay,
we'll keep going with that.
So build an album.
Three. Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll, I guess, put them together, a six track. We'll see. This guy, again, it's just kind of, you know, going with it, blind, leading the blind here. So.
Where do you do recording here?
Actually, I record kind of a lot of different spaces. I like a buddy of mine, Jesse Benny, he's got his place out there, and he's building a studio, and it's a pretty nice spot. That's where I recorded this last EP.
Was Jesse who?
Bennett.
Okay.
Yeah, he's...
There's so many musicians and things going on here.
That's what I was saying. I was pitching it to a friend of mine a couple summers ago. I should have this thing called the Sandpoint Jam and have it incorporated with the Art Walk and have all the bands, no matter what genre, and just kind of have a day or two or a weekend and just do it. All local talent and just jam it, just, you know, and have it right there in Evans Brothers area. It's a whole idea. But
well, if that does come about, include KRFY in there.
Yeah.
Because we can work that out for sure.
Yeah, do a live thing or, you know, and then local, all local stuff, maybe beer garden. I got the whole thing.
Do you have somebody to do it with?
I was thinking, if he's listening now, he knows. I talk to a buddy of mine, Jeff Hefe. Everyone knows him, but he's kind of, you know, was a guy a couple of years ago, but I have other folks on board that could probably facilitate it.
I know that a few years ago there used to be a bluegrass festival in Sandpoint, and it kind of fell away, but this could be a local jam festival.
Yeah, well,
and it could put another thing about Sandpoint on the map.
Have
another
bluegrass,
cool thing.
Exactly. Have local talent, anything from, I guess, hard rock, we'll book them during the, you know, and then have this kind of, we have like so many people, it's just like, why not, you know?
Yeah, you could even have the children fiddlers from the music academy here to start out like at the right time in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And
just
then
a showcase.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So back to your music and writing music. What, well, as we were talking about before the show, they say 98% of songs come from new love, longing love, heartbreak love, all that kind of stuff. Do you find that to be true?
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not contrived, you know, you can't, okay, I'm going to write a love song or a breakup song. It's kind of, I think personally, you have to be going through some type of personal anguish.
Or you could even see a friend going through it.
Yeah, third person kind of thing.
And so empathize with it, maybe from past experience, maybe you're not there anymore, but it is still part of the big picture of romance, love, and relationships.
Right.
Have you ever written anything other than that? So, let's see, what would it be like, riding a horse across the plains or walking in the woods?
Traditional. As far as an interpretive kind of environment, yeah, actually, I could play one a song. Yeah, I'll play the next song for an example.
Okay, and tell us how you came to this song and,
Born. Well, this one, we'll do Ravenwood. It's on the EP as well. This one's kind of just a, well, kind of has... It's about, you know, I guess, lovers again, I see here, repeating pattern here, but it's kind of a darker type of sleepy, hollow, good, probably no correlation with the Ravenwood wine. That's not nothing.
Right.
But kind of a darker, you know, tucked in the woods, it's pouring rain, it's all gray and
more
kind
poetic.
Of spooky, kind of, yeah. And if once you hear the music, you probably, hopefully the pictures will start flying.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes melody does that. It really creates a whole, you don't even hardly need words.
Yeah.
Just because the music is.
It's your mouthpiece.
Okay, Ravenwood with Brandon Watterson.
Put your feet in the water.
Ravenwood. Ooh, spooky. Brandon Watterson. Cool. That's another one of those songs. You know, I'm just watching you play Upside Down. That's a lot of times lefties get lefty guitars.
See, that's
or you
the thing.
Restring
I
it.
I even tried. I can't even. I tried it. And
is it because that's how you learned?
Yeah, and everything would be totally reversed. So I'm doing like a power chord this way, and I'd flip it and be everything. Is just reverse everything, so it'd be like re-learning it again.
And so why? Because you're doing it just fine. And even the strumming, you know, if you want those basses first, you're coming up instead of going down, which is
exactly
a flip side.
Yeah,
it's funny to. I mean, it's not funny to watch, but it's just like, how did your mind do that?
Different.
But you learned it that way.
Right.
There you go.
I guess people, yeah.
If it works, don't fix it.
Yeah.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Break it again until it works.
Right. The music scene in Sandpoint, what do you think of it? And it seems like there's a ton of people playing music here.
Yeah, I tell my friends that Sandpoint comes and goes as far as the good music scenes. It goes dry spells for a couple of years and everybody kind of just goes off and does their thing in Portland or whatever. And then they always kind of seem to trickle back. I think right now is the best time to be a musician because there's so much stuff going on. There's like, if anybody's listening out of town, we need bass players and drummers here. Move to Sandpoint. We need a lot of, you know, a lot of our guitar players kind of double as a, you know, you have to play three or four instruments to jump in and jam with some three or four bands. You know, so many times you hear people doing that. Like, yeah, I play drums in this one, but I play guitar. You know, it's all good. It's all fun, you know, for sure. But yeah, definitely. Great music scene. And you just look at the reader, the current events right now. It's just it's good to see, even in the middle of the wintertime, like so much live music going on every weekend throughout the week. It's great to see, you know. Whereas before, sometimes it's just like, you know, once or twice a week you get some live music. But yeah, we're just oversaturated, which is great.
So calling all bass players and drummers, you want to be in a band? It's
cinch
here, right?
I just think it'd be cool. You know, it's always good to have, you know, different approaches as far as artists in the mix instead of, you know, rehashing. But we have a really good, you know, plethora of folks and artists and musicians mm-hmm. playing different types of stuff.
Do you get together with friends and at their houses and just play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we jam out when we can. You mm-hmm. know, a lot of folks are busy, but yeah, any chance we get. It's mm-hmm. kind of like the impromptu jams. Like you go to someone's show and then they have a couple shakers hitting around and you just... They ask you, come up and jam, play this banana shaker, or, you know, gourds or whatever. But yeah, it's cool.
Can you sing harmony with somebody else's singing lead?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking your voice had that ability for some reason. It just seems like it was kind of had that versatile ability.
Yeah. I definitely would like to take some kind of, I guess, lessons or something to sure. be able to sing really good as far as falsetto and then baritone, mm-hmm. but without ruining or... Mm-hmm. Your vocal cords mm-hmm. and the control.
Well, that's one of the things, the first thing that a music coach does is teach you how to protect your voice. Mm-hmm. It's called like vocal hygiene or something like that.
Right.
And over at the Sandpoint Music Academy over there, I know they have great teachers, voice teachers. That,
oh, okay.
In any genre, you don't have to be opera or anything like
right.
that or folk.
But that'd be cool too, just to learn, you know, just because that's mm-hmm. it's pretty... Scaly, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, and hydrate as much as possible, they say. You know?
Honey and lemon, right?
Honey, lemon, and warm water.
Yeah.
Let's see, we've talked about what's coming up for you. You're working on a few more songs to get into the recorded status and then eventually release.
Kind of a full length, hopefully.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep us in mind here when that time does come, because we love to have CD release party promos here on the station. The KRFY is a nonprofit, commercial free, but we're licensed for arts and education. And so we can really showcase artists who are upcoming and performing to support and to inform our citizens about what's going on. So keep us in mind for that.
Most definitely.
Let's just hear another song.
Okay. Yeah,
and again, the story behind the song.
Oh, man. This one's a...
I just want to say briefly while you're getting ready, before you tell us about the song, that typically Live and Local would have a couple people in here and they trade songs back and forth. And then maybe jam together. But tonight we have the honor and the privilege of having just Brandon in, which is kind of cool. I think we can go either way.
Intimate.
As long as you can be willing to play that much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Supply and demand.
You are on for
Government
tonight.
Government mule right here. Government mule. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, this one's called I've Been Thinking. You want to do a backstory on this?
Mm-hmm.
VH1 backstory?
Yes.
This is, again, I kind of see a repeating pattern, because when you write songs, you're like, oh, okay, that's another song, we're good. Kind of I wouldn't say, just kind of you're sitting there thinking about, you know, things in your relationship, and you kind of know where it's going, and you're like, man, can I put yourself in their shoes? And it's like, okay, well, you know, like, if, as I say, is a shoe on the other foot, how would you feel? How, you know, whatever, so...
That's called compassion, empathy.
Yeah.
Wow. If you can do that in the middle of kind of the upsets of relationships, that's pretty amazing.
Try to.
At least in the song.
Try to. Yeah, at least this is for song's sake, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Take it like a man.
Great. That was very different. Had a real emotional, without so much of the rhythm and that picking, it sat different.
Yeah.
I really liked it a lot.
I threw it in the middle of the shows because most of the show's upbeat and but, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm. It shows the range of from kind of that funky stuff to...
Right.
In fact, on your Facebook page, you have... is it Bruno Mars? Or
yeah, Uptown Funk. Different acoustically.
Own version of that is kind of cool. And then an Elvis Presley song, too.
Yeah, not too many
hey
people
Mama.
Cover
it. Hey, Mama.
Yeah. Yeah, it's All Right, Mama.
So you have a Facebook page and you have your
Groove
website.
Black. Yeah.
Groove Black. And
we're on Bandcamp as well.
You're on Bandcamp. That's what I was trying to get to. Going back a little bit to songwriting, because we have a few more minutes. And these are more kind of broader questions, but why do you write songs?
Well, some people just don't have outlets. And I think me writing song kind of gives me opportunity to whatever's going on. You know, people have their own way of dealing with stuff. Some people paint, some people tap dance or mime, I don't know. But one of my outlets is, I guess, playing and just kind of going out there. And people always ask, you get nervous? And I don't think so. Kind of the more you got to get into it, and just kind of block it out and just go. And then just,
It seems like it's so much a part of you that it's not something to be nervous about. It's just like breathing for you.
I couldn't have to listen to music, no matter, when I didn't have my guitar, I had to have music. It's just, I don't know.
Aren't we fortunate? It's like the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
If everyone could have that, it would be fantastic. And really, it is so ancient at the same time.
Yeah.
Another kind of broader question, where do you think songs come from?
Hmm.
Very broad.
Well, they come from emotions, come from thoughts, experiences, I think. And they all translate into that and however you kind of... Whatever medium it is, painting, whatever, music, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever played a different instrument besides guitar?
Yeah, I play drums, play a little bass.
Okay. Stand up bass or electric?
Just electric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. Hand drums, shaker.
Anything.
I've been fortunate.
I would say your music has a strong rhythmic quality to it. And we have time for another song.
Cool. Yeah.
Because I'd like to get as many as we can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, this one's very new. This is brand new. It's called I Ain't Crying.
That was I Ain't Crying. You had a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
On the emotional side. Wow. So that was probably an inspired song. Huh?
Based on a true story?
Yeah.
And actual events.
Who are some of your musical influences? If that's a proper way to say things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe they don't influence your music, but they inspire you or something like that.
Yeah. I like to pull from different genres. It's weird. I don't really like sit down, okay, let's write a song and kind of the vein of that. Mm-hmm. It's so, like, subconsciously what I'm listening to CD wise,
mm-hmm.
just kind of, so I'm like, okay, so I could subconsciously program myself to play music kind of along those lines as far as writing. So it's cool. So you can do like Greg Allman one day and you can do like Shaky Graves the other, and you know, what other things.
Uh-huh.
Just pull from different spots.
So you're pretty much like a broad spectrum.
Yeah, most definitely.
So it's not
just pigeonhole
any one person or a slew of people that inspire you like that.
Yeah.
It's just music in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have a choice here.
Okay.
I first want to remind our listeners this is 88.5 KRFY. I could have done that about 20 minutes ago, but here we are. And we will be back here next Tuesday night for another edition of Live and Local with special guests again. And I have to say, Brandon, this has been a real treat for me.
Thank you.
Because I didn't know you. I feel like I really got to know you. Sitting in the little sound studio here with music right in your face, it's really special, and it's a special treat. So I really appreciate that you came out tonight and shared your music and your kind of your journey, your musical journey with us a little bit.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And we can do one of two things. I could play, I have Ravenwood and Groove on You cued in, but that's...
We did that.
Yeah. So why don't you just...
let's do it.
But I do want to say a couple things. If you want to like us, KRFY, on Facebook, then you will get postings of who the guests are every week. You also get postings of the KRFY Morning Show guests. And that's a good thing. So you can go to Facebook and like KRFY and The Groove Black. And you'll get that's postings true. From them. He has, and you have all kinds of little videos of your playing
trying to
different
get out
songs.
There. Yeah,
that's
you got to get
really
visual
cool.
with people. Yeah, sometimes music, it does it, but you got to get people want to see what they're,
Well, the way the music is today, you have to do that. Because otherwise we won't know you.
Yeah.
And this is one way to do that. So you can go like The Groove Black on Facebook. And like I said, KRFY too. And a podcast of this interview, this session, we'll call it a music session tonight, of Live and Local, will be available on our website, krfy.org. And once again, next week at 7 o'clock, we'll be right back here. I think that you should just start playing a song. You have about 5 minutes and 22 seconds before the top of the hour when it just goes to an ident. So.
Cool. Let's do it.
And again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. Melt it down, discover.
usual suspects. Ain't giving you what you need. No, you better get down. No, you better get down, boy. No, you better get down. You better get down on your knees. You better get down. Ooh, you better get down. Ooh, you better get down on your knees.
And what was the name of that song?
Usual Suspects.
All right. A great song.
Thank you.
Well, we have 37, 36 seconds left. I just let you know, thank you again for coming in, Brandon, the Groove Black. That was fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And tune in next week again, like I said, at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Next up is the local show we are now calling the Norwestern with Audio Jack. It's local and regional music right here on 88.5 KRFY, and we certainly are glad that you tuned in tonight. And stay tuned for...
This is 88.5 KRFY, Ponderay, Idaho.